Chapter 1, 12 Sleep County, Wyoming. When ranch owner Opal Scarlett vanished, no one mourned except her three grown sons, Arlen, Hank, and Wyatt, who expressed their loss by getting into a fight with shovels. Wyoming game warden Joe Pickett almost didn't hear the call over his radio when it came over the mutual aid channel. He was driving west on Bighorn Road, having picked up his 14-year-old daughter Sheridan and her best friend Julie after track practice to take them home. Sheridan and Julie were talking a mile a minute, gesticulating, making his dog Maxine flinch with their flying arms as they talked. Julie lived on the Thunderhead Ranch, which was much farther out of town than the Pickett's home. Joe caught snippets of their conversation while he drove, his attention on his radio and the wounded hum of the engine and the dancing gauges on the dash. Joe didn't yet trust the truck, a vehicle recently assigned to him. The check engine light would flash on and off, and occasionally there was a knocking sound under the hood that sounded like popcorn popping. The truck had been issued to him as revenge by his cost-conscious superiors, after his last vehicle had burned up in a fire in Jackson Hole. Even though the suspension was shot, the truck did have a CD player, a rarity in state vehicles, and the soundtrack for the ride home had been a CD Sheridan had made for him. It was titled, "Get With It, Dad," in a black felt marker. She'd given it to him 2 days before, after breakfast, saying, "You need to listen to this new music so you don't seem so clueless. It may help." Things were changing in his family. His girls were getting older. Joe was not only under the thumb of his superiors, but was apparently becoming clueless, too. His red uniform shirt with a pronghorn antelope game and fish patch on the shoulder and his green Filson vest were caked with mud from changing a tire on the mountain earlier in the day. "I think Jared Haynes likes you," Julie said to Sheridan. "Get out! Why do you say that? You're crazy." "Didn't you see him watching us at practice?" Julie asked. "He stayed after the boys were done and watched us run." "I saw him," Sheridan said, "but why do you think he likes me?" "'Cause he didn't take his eyes off of you the whole time, that's why. Even when he got a call on his cell, he stood there and watched you while he talked. He's hot for you, Sherry." "I wish I had a cell phone," Sheridan said. Joe tuned out. He didn't want to hear about a boy targeting his daughter. It made him uncomfortable. And the cell phone conversation made him tired. He and Mary Beth had said Sheridan wouldn't get one until she was 16, but that didn't stop his daughter from coming up with reasons why she needed one now. In the particularly intense way of teenage girls, Sheridan and Julie were inseparable. Julie was tall, lithe, tanned, blonde, blue-eyed, and budding. Sheridan was a shorter version of Julie, but with her mother's startling green eyes. The two had ridden the school bus together for years, and Sheridan had hated Julie, said she was bossy and arrogant and acted like royalty. Then something happened, and the two girls could barely be apart from each other. 3-hour phone calls between them weren't unusual at night. "I just don't know what to think about that," Sheridan said. "You'll be the envy of everyone if you go with him," Julie said. "He doesn't seem very smart." Julie laughed and rolled her eyes. "Who cares?" she said. "He's freaking awesome." Joe cringed, wishing he had missed that. He had spent the morning patrolling the brushy foothills where the spring wild turkey season was still open, although there appeared to be no turkey hunters about. It was his first foray into the timbered southwestern saddle slopes since winter. The snow was receding up the mountain, leaving hard-packed grainy drifts in arroyos and cuts. The retreating snow also revealed the aftermath of small battles and tragedies no one had witnessed that had taken place over the winter. 6 mule deer that had died of starvation in a wooded hollow. A cow and calf elk that had broken through the ice on a pond and frozen in place. Pronghorn antelope caught in the barbed wire of a fence.